It's time to check in with the editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, Jack Robinson. Hi, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
And we'll start with this port fight. These labor issues between West Coast shippers and dock workers are getting pretty serious. Cargo handling has slowed to a crawl. Looks like more delays are ahead. What does this mean for our port in West Sacramento?
Not much, at least initially. West Sacramento is a tiny port. It handles, you know, well under 1% of the West Coast tonnage, and it doesn't handle any container shipping, and that's really what's been affected so far by this work slowdown. But that doesn't mean that this isn't kind of a big deal for us. I mean, it's a nightmare for companies here that use the Port of Oakland and trucking companies that haul their cargo. Growers, for example, in our region who export crops are already losing money.
How bad could this get?
Port operators and retailers say costs could easily mount into the billions, especially if this turns into a strike. And, you know, locally, for example, rice growers say they've already seen an impact with something like 20% of this year's crop affected by delays. They worry about long-term effects, that this could drive customers overseas away. And on a broader scale, you know, some are concerned that all the West Coast ports could suffer permanent damage from this. On the other hand, of course, just as a reality check, it's important to remember that, you know, this is just a labor dispute, and labor disputes get settled eventually.
You mentioned rice. There's a story about a local agricultural research company that has reached a milestone with the new variety of rice. Apparently, it needs less water than normal varieties.
And it's got real potential around the world. I think this is a very interesting story. It's a genetically modified strain of rice that recently showed great results in India. The company that invented it is Arcadia Biosciences, based in Davis, and it potentially could reap some big rewards in India and elsewhere, you know, if this continues to work out. Globally, of course, rice is perhaps the biggest, most important crop there is. And I think that there's a larger lesson here, too, for our region in that the success of this company illustrates the promise of agriculture research as an economic engine here. Solving big food problems is sort of the vision that UC Davis has with its World Food Center.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, what's going to happen with all the Radio Shack stores in Sacramento? The national chain recently announced it's going to be closing many stores around the country. Do we know what the impact will be here?
The company says it plans to close about 12 potential closures. I would assume that means definite closures of 12 of the 23 stores in our region. We don't know which those are, but the ones that will remain apparently will be co-branded as Sprint stores. You know, as for the impact, I'm not sure there is one, frankly. You know, when was the last time you went to a Radio Shack store? This chain was successful for decades, but ironically, it's been slammed by the effects of technology. You know, like any retailer, it's been hurt by competitors on the web. But I guess its special problem is that the people who buy gadgets are especially likely to turn to the web. So it's been perhaps hurt more than most retailers. I'd be surprised, frankly, if the company even exists in 5 years.
I know a lot of people in Auburn were disappointed to hear this week that Costco is pulling the plug on a plan to build a store just north of the city. Is the deal really dead?
You know, it's hard to know, but I wouldn't be surprised if it comes back to life in some form. You know, there was some bitterness, some litigation between the city and the county over the location, and this may have prompted the retailer to just sort of drop out for now. But, you know, these big retail chains are very calculating and methodical about picking their locations, so it's unlikely that they'll decide just because of that Auburn is not an area they want to be in. So I think Costco lovers in Auburn likely will just have to wait a little bit longer to get what they're waiting for.
Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk on Friday mornings. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio News.